You remember Jamie Foxx was in the hospital, right?
Yes. Where is okay, this going?
So Jamie Foxx shot his comedy special this week. And in the middle of his comedy special, he said, I am the one who called the FBI on Diddy because he poisoned me. That's the reason I went to the hospital. That's the reason why he almost died, is because Diddy poisoned Jamie Foxx.
The P. Diddy Saga essays and a return, a circle back, if you will, with Jen Psaki and her chicken fucking legs over there, to Jamie Foxx. Was he a victim of climate change? Did he get myocarditis, Guillain-Barré, blood clots, and the like from racisms? Well, I thought it was an experimental injection that he took that effed him all up. But no, it might have been P. Diddy fucking poisoning him. Abe, holy balls. The craziest thing about this, right, is that this is old news, apparently. This is from October. I'm just now finding this out, and I haven't heard this anywhere else. And so we're going to have a little discussion here tonight. Here is, you know that dude voted for Kamala. Abe. Yeah. That dude voted for Kamala and his hair said, nah, fuck that, I want Trump, and jumped off his stupid fucking goat. I am getting of soy vibes emanating from wherever the fuck this thing is over here. Anyhow, this dude's telling everybody, Jamie Foxx just went on stage and told everybody that P. Diddy poisoned him. What? And that he's the one who called the FBI, and he's the one who got this entire thing going in that direction. Now, again, I thought Fauci poisoned Jamie Foxx. I thought Richard Madcow, Bill Gates, Elmo, and I thought they're the ones who almost killed Jamie Foxx, but Jamie Foxx is telling everybody that it was P. Diddy. So, who knows? Who knows? This other guy... is saying that he was, this guy right here is saying that he was poisoned by P. Diddy and it gave him pneumonia. He got a pneumonia a bunch of times. Well, now listen, brother, that and maybe the 800 pounds you carrying, I don't know, get a treadmill, essay. So, I don't know what's going on over here. Here's what I do know. They won't give P. Diddy bail. This is a multi-billionaire. This guy is completely intertwined with the elite. This dude was out there stumping for Clinton, Obama, Joe Biden. He would have been stumping for Kamala Harris if he wasn't in fucking prison. So he is completely interconnected in Hollywood, completely intertwined with politics, and he is a billionaire. And he can't get bail? Dude, in Alameda, you got gangbangers trying to kill each other. They're shooting random people. They're shooting kids. Kids are getting caught in crossfire. The judge will give them bail. They're like, oh yeah, bail. Of course I gotta give you bail. Not giving you bail would be right of the vault. But P. Diddy doesn't have bail? So something happened over here. I was assuming that P. Diddy was paying the price and keeping people in, like they were burning the P. Diddy road. Like, you better be a good Hollywood fucking weirdo and go out there and tell everybody how much you hate Trump and how much you love Kamala Harris, because we just arrested the dude that's got tape of you with little kids. So go out there and dance for us, monkeys. And I was just kind of thinking it was going that direction. And then after the election, you know, they cut him loose and like, oh, well, yeah, he's a billionaire. Let him go. But no, he's still there. And he just got denied another motion. So he ain't going anywhere. So did he poison Jamie Foxx? And Jamie Foxx is like, whoa, this fucker poisoned me. And the FBI were like, well, shit, we kind of can't ignore it. It's Jamie Foxx. I mean, well, how do you ignore that? Jamie Foxx almost dead. Almost died during that whole thing. Again, I thought that was from Bill Gates. But the FBI was like, well, we better go look into it. And then, boy, I think, scratch the surface of that. And they're like, oh, shit, what do we do? Oh, shit. Oh, shit, what do we do? And so I think that obviously P. Diddy was running a honeypot, and I think he was protected. And I think he was protected to a certain level until he poisoned one of the highest paid Hollywood actors out there. And then the police were like forced to look into it. And then like, oh shit, what a complete mess over here. Okay, screw it. Well, let's just put P. Diddy in fucking holding. That way we can make sure he's a good boy. Make sure P. Diddy don't fucking fly. Make sure P. Diddy don't talk. Make sure P. Diddy shut the fuck up. So they keeping that dude in fucking lockdown right now. So he ain't going anywhere. And it looks like what was supposed to happen, where P. Diddy was supposed to just continue, you know, compromising individuals, got interrupted. And now they're trying to find the best way to make sure that the entire thing doesn't go fucking tits up. And right after you got the Epstein thing, and everyone, now that you've had the Epstein thing for years, and the meme is more powerful than the man himself, and more people than ever are like, why the fuck don't we know any of these clients of any of these billionaires that are constantly trafficking humans in, like, I don't know what, 4 or 5 square miles over here in Hollywood, California? It's the same fucking people. They keep the same billionaires. They keep getting arrested. They keep getting fucking caught trafficking humans, but yet we can't seem to find any clients. And so I think what happened is, this sounds, again, they wrote articles about this. Jamie Foxx going all over the place telling everybody, yeah, P. Diddy fucking poisoned me. I called the FBI. I forced an investigation into P. Diddy. That motherfucker poisoned me. And then when P. Diddy was out, and after this guy had been poisoned, he wasn't going anywhere. And then the minute P. Diddy gets arrested, now the dude's all over the fucking place. Quote, he disappeared, right? He out now, as soon as Puff went to jail, right? We see him at the games. He at the Dallas Cowboys. He's hanging out with Jerry Jones, right? We haven't seen him. As soon as Puff went to jail, Fox was at the goddamn Dallas football game, right? And now he just went to shoot a special. He's all over the place. Choke. Mr. Choke over here claimed. I don't know who any of these fucking people are, but here's what I do know. If you poison somebody like Jamie Foxx and you're running a honeypot, and Jamie Foxx like, no, motherfucker poisoned me, you need to look into it, and one FBI agent uncovers a child trafficking ring. This is a child trafficking ring that has been protected and known by the establishment and the elites. This is kind of how you fix that. You just take P. Diddy and you just put him in fucking lockdown and keep him fucking quiet and just move on like nothing fucking happened. So, I mean, this all sounds legitimate to me. So maybe we have found out why the P. Diddy thing is so weird. Because fucking Jamie Foxx turned him in. Holy shit, crazy times. All right, guys, thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel, kept up to date on the ongoing P. Diddy situation. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.